Hello, hello, hello. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, y'all? Coming to you from H-Town Live. We over here in Sugarland Town Center
on a Fat Tuesday.
On a Fat Tuesday. Just leaving, having some conversation and cocktails.
Conversation and cocktails.
Live band in the building.
Oh, yeah. The band was pretty good.
Yeah, mature and sure. We grown.
Mature and sure. Oh, yeah. My God. And we ready to go.
Grown and sexy.
And now we sleepy. And it ain't but 9:14.
It's bedtime for the grown people. Y'all know what time it is.
Yes, it is bedtime. Girl, yes. You remember when you used to go out all night long and just have a good time and stay up all night? Girl, wait. And
go to work. Sunrise.
And yes. Still go to work the next day.
Stay. Look, I would go home at 5 and be to work for 7.
Girl, me too. But listen, I own the salon. But if I stay out late like that, I'm calling in.
You damn right you calling
in. I'm calling
everybody like, can we reschedule?
Can we reschedule? Look, I need to reschedule.
A girl is tired. She just laid down.
I'm so tired and stuffed right now.
Yeah, so at this point in our life, your body just biologically shut down.
It's shut down. Game
like
over.
You said, Holy Water, you was like, ooh, why we get sleepy at the same time?
We started yawning. I'm looking at your eyes, looking sleepy. I'm feeling sleepy. Oh, and speaking about sleepy, let's not talk about when you went to sleep the other night.
Oh! Y'all, let me tell you,
I was
so knocked out the other night. I don't even know. I know why I was knocked out, but
I know why she was not. Okay, let me tell you. So, what happened was, I wanted to go to Mardi Gras in
New Orleans. No.
In New Orleans, right. Yeah. So, after we changed our plans and everything, we decided, let's just ride down to Galveston.
Right, it's close, it's home.
It's close.
Let's take a little quick trip.
Yeah, honey, we get down there and catch a few little bees. We can get us a little something to eat and on the way
something
home.
Something to eat, and I had a little something to drink.
You had one
Holy
drink.
Water. No, sis, I had, me and mama had.
We a
had,
drink before y'all
no,
left?
No, we had two drinks.
Okay, two.
And
okay.
We kept refilling.
Okay, two.
So, and we got wine when I got down there.
The moral
so I was lit, y'all.
The moral of the story is she's had those drinks before. She's never passed out. So let me just explain to y'all what happened with Hellfire. So we go to Mardi Gras. She passed out on the way home.
Out.
But she had this grand plan. Yeah, we're going to ride by this place. We're going
to
ride by.
I was ready to roll,
we just going to roll. We're going to do this. Guess who passed out?
I was on fire.
Out? I wish if we were at a point where we could pop up a screen so y'all could see that picture I took of her. But she was passed out. Hellfire was gone in the back seat of the truck.
Hellfire was out.
But this is the one that always tell me, oh, you know what? You always ready to go.
I should have drawn my own car.
And I wasn't ready to go this particular night. But she had some extracurricular activity.
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of extracurricular activity, y'all, all that week, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so she was
okay.
Tired. I'm not mad at it.
I was working out and working out. I was working and working out.
And working out. So, honey, went to sleep and she went to bed.
I was a part of proof. I ruined everybody night. I was just like, I can't
do it. Believe it.
She was like, sis, I can't.
I can't.
I ain't never seen you this time.
And it's like, my birthday. It was the pre.
It was the pre turn up.
The pre turn up for the
Ooh. Birthday, and I was out like a light.
Out like a light. And I have really not been in the mood to celebrate my birthday, y'all. Have y'all ever? And I know you did, Hellfire, because last year and the year before that,
I was.
She did not want to do anything. I drug her to Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, Denver, and then State 48.
Then drug her to State 48. I made her celebrate. I'm in the same mood this year, and it's never happened to me. I'm always festive, ready, wanting to celebrate. I have other reasons why, and we're going to do an interview where I'm going to allow Hellfire to really interview me, y'all, because it's going to get real.
I'm going to ask her the dirty questions.
We're going to call it dirty laundry, okay?
Dirty laundry. Pretty ugly, whatever.
And so there's a lot of things that, you know, as go-getters, women, bosses, entrepreneurs,
mothers,
CEOs, yeah. mothers, that we
mothers,
go through.
Lovers.
And honey, let me tell you. So, but that's the next podcast. However, this is my birthday week, and I will actually be 48 on Thursday, and I will be a 17-year survivor of breast cancer.
48 years young. But second, what? Twice breast
two
cancer.
Times survivor
two
breast
times
cancer.
Survivor yes. breast cancer.
But I don't want to do
what
anything.
What more to celebrate? But that's okay. You don't have to celebrate the way the traditional celebration is. celebrate within yourself however you feel like celebrating. Girl, if that's alone, if that's at home, if
home with some ice
dinner,
cream,
with some ice cream, cookies, and Netflix.
And a Netflix. That's it.
And y'all, she's going to be writing her book. So look forward to her book. That's going to be your celebration because you're going to be writing your book.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm doing.
She's celebrating with a purpose.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm doing. So y'all, back to this birthday celebration. So we don't really know what we gonna do for my birthday. We just gonna chill.
Whatever we do, we gonna enjoy doing.
We're gonna have a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have
even
a good
if
time.
It's what
just sitting around
the traditional unfun stuff or what they think is unfun. Because right now, what's fun to me is getting up on them blanket, like you said, with a bowl of ice cream.
Yes,
and a remote control.
That is amazing.
And working on our businesses,
girl. Now see.
That's you know what I'm saying? We're growing. We have businesses.
Yes, y'all. And listen, not only while she's talking about my book that's coming out, Hellfire is going to be releasing Naughty Girl Extension.
Naughty Girl Extension's coming to
coming
you.
Coming April 1st, baby.
April 1st, y'all.
Look out. We finna do, she's going to get ready to launch her website.
Yes.
She has some amazing pieces. She, I have product as well, not just hair. She's going to have product
hair,
as well.
Curling
eyes. That's launching. And so that's what we've been doing, y'all. We're so busy working and trying to get it to, you know, the traditional.
We don't have time to party without a purpose.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Partying now is building revenue, honey.
Yeah, that's what I'd rather do.
We're stacking paper.
That's okay, what I would rather
opening
do.
Opening businesses.
It's this time. You know, when you reach a certain age, it's like, okay, girl, we've been there, done that.
Yeah,
it's, got the t-shirt.
Yeah. And
the children
to prove
it.
Exactly. And speaking of that, y'all. Okay, so I'm Naughty Girl Official on Instagram.
Don't
Naughty
follow.
Girl underscore official.
Don't
go follow. Holy Water is Pretty Girl Boutique.
Yes, go
Salons
follow.
Salons on the Lake. Go
yes,
follow.
Don't follow.
She has an amazing makeup artist in there.
Yes.
Charles Muya.
M-U-A. Charles.
She's awesome and amazing.
Yes,
she's at Salons in the Lake. Go
she's
support.
She's on Instagram.
She's on Instagram. So, y'all, we have a lot of things going on. We have a lot of things coming up for you guys. We're going to do some partying promotions.
Some pop-up shops.
We're going to dress you from head to toe. Literally.
Literally. From naughty to prissy.
From naughty to prissy.
Because naughty going to be on your head.
Yes.
And prissy going to be on
naughty
the rest.
Naughty is in the hair, baby.
Naughty
going to be on
to
your body.
Prissy.
Okay.
You're going to be a naughty girl and a prissy girl.
And every girl wants to be naughty and prissy all at the same damn time.
Okay. But that is crazy. You know, I wonder if other people ride around thinking of business ideas because that's all we do. Mm-hmm. We sit up talking and thinking about
the next best thing.
Yes, yes. Because all day long. Or I can find something, I'd be like, sis, here's this insurance company. Call this. You know, and you call me. Hey, we're sending emails and text messages and videos and really trying to help each other enlighten our minds and grow. And we'll talk about this other thing, y'all, with this Mardi Gras, even though we went out, but it's a whole nother
level to the Mardi Gras
that we
have. It's a whole nother meaning.
It's a lot of hidden stuff. And, you know, we even researched that. And and so with our research,
it's wicked, y'all.
We'll never do Mardi Gras again. How about that?
I ain't celebrating anything but my birthday, okay?
That's it.
And I need to find out what the real meaning of the
what
birthday
that
is.
What that means?
What is the birthday?
Oh, should we celebrate it, you know? Right. I was wondering why we were turning. Y'all, this is the second time we've been doing a podcast and driving. This time, tonight, Hellfire's driving.
Yeah, I'm driving, y'all.
She's driving. We're in these streets. It's good to be able to do this.
So
on
listen, y'all, if y'all have a topic y'all want us to talk about, from pretty to you know, I ain't gonna say the other word, but from pretty to
whatever.
Okay?
I say from the church house
to the po house.
From the church house to the clubhouse to the outhouse to the.
We had a saying that we would say, and you was like, you don't want to say that.
What was it? We host, y'all. We host events.
Oh, we said
from hostel to gospel.
From hostel to gospel.
Yes.
If y'all have anything you guys want to talk about from hostel to gospel,
let us know.
Let us know.
We'll
because we're going to talk about, we can talk about the Me Too movement. The Me Too movement, from what I hear, and I feel people are saying that the girls, the women that were on the Me Too movement, they some hoes that didn't make it. They mad.
Oh, wow.
And then they say there's a lot of people on the Me Too movement. It's out there saying that they were told to lie on Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah, we know that. A lot of that
to publicize, to make a book lunch. Just to have an upper status in the media. Crazy, y'all.
So, and now that's crazy. And the other thing about the media puts stuff out there. And we as black people, they play on our emotions.
Yeah,
and
so
we'll take things that are not fact, and then we'll go ahead and accuse people or come up with an opinion about something and believe everything the media said. One thing Donald Trump did say that I do agree with is fake news. And it is so true, because it does happen. It is fake news.
More than we know.
Oh, yeah. And they can program you to believe and do and
they
think.
Do program you.
Yes, however they want you to. So let's not be so quick to throw our people away or
on
lock them up on
like
emotion.
R. Kelly did do what he did.
But he ain't lock them up.
Yeah, but he ain't lock them up.
He ain't hold them against their will.
He ain't hold them against their will. Because them females left and came back even after they ate his fetus the first time. The mama took the girl and took her home and she ran back. So,
yes, a lot of what they do is they mix truth with fiction. And so.
And they maximize on the
fiction.
And
they maximize on it. Mm-hmm. And so then you'll believe it. You know, y'all, we know.
We just jumping around.
We're called freestyling tonight.
Yeah.
Freestyle, and that's what we're doing. Because that's what we do when we talk.
Yeah, we just talk. We jump from one conversation
to
the next.
So can we talk?
Y'all understand? Can we talk?
Yeah, can we talk?
Right.
That's like today. We'll be talking about a whole subject, hellfire. And then we'll be like, okay, in other news. And this is how we talk to each other on the phone.
Okay.
And then if we want to switch it over to the boyfriend news and all that stuff.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. Hold on, y'all.
The baby calling. Hold on.
Hey, love. Baby, can you hear me? Can you hear me, baby?
That's baby. Yeah.
Okay, I thought you was on.
We're gonna pause,
baby,
okay?
Give
us a second.
Hold on, baby. He's way somewhere and I need to talk to him.
Okay, y'all.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. We had to pause for a second because hell, our baby called.
Y'all, okay. I got a VIP phone call, y'all.
Okay.
Excuse the love.
Okay. So y'all, you know what? We just wanted to get on here and chat just because on the ride home, and this is going to be a short one tonight because we're tired.
We are tired, y'all. So we haven't been recording on the regular, but we definitely try to get it in while we can. And sometimes we don't have to have a subject to talk about holy water, like you said. We could just get on there and have girl talk and just have conversation like we all do.
Girl talk. And we do it all the time. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we can talk about anything from makeup to breakup. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to have a topic. Because, like you said, Holy Water, each topic will go into a segue of something else. In other news. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We'll go from the weather to the better.
Okay. We can talk about politics to...
And bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, so, from the church house to
the
jailhouse.
From the gospel to the hostel, like you said, okay?
Yes, and I love that you guys love us, and we get so many great reviews, and people
we
say we're real, and that's what we want. We want to be transparent and real, because as you understand that in these days, and you know, people wonder why Cardi B blew up. The reason why Cardi B blew up is
because she's so relatable.
She's relatable, and she's true to herself. Mm-hmm. She's not trying to be anyone else. She's trying to be herself. You have a lot of talk shows out there that you'll never hear about, podcasts that you'll never hear about. Everybody's trying to be prim, proper, and cute. Well, we are all of that, but when we do this,
we are definitely
we want
that,
to
y'all.
Be relatable. We want to be transparent
and real.
Okay, and we do not edit. So when y'all hear our bloops, we let y'all hear.
When my baby call, y'all gonna
Everybody gonna know.
We gonna pause.
We can edit. We have the ability to go and edit. We just chose not to do that.
Yeah, because we real life.
Yeah,
it's real.
What it is.
My boom call and I got to go.
It got to go. I hope mine called before.
He gonna call.
Get off the phone.
He gonna call.
He been texting me.
Okay, y'all know when y'all boo call, y'all be like,
it's time to go.
Breaking y'all neck to get to the phone and putting everything on pause.
If you don't, you need a new boo.
Yeah, if you don't pause for the boo, you in the wrong boo. Okay.
Get a new boo. And ain't that something though? Okay, guys, y'all think that we're loyal to our men even when we don't want to be with them. But then men, if they feel that they want to do something else, they're just going to do it. I think
they
we're just loyal to
him. No, I ain't being loyal to a man if I don't want to be with him.
Me either.
Mm-mm.
I don't leave, not at this point in the game. I think in the past I've done
I'd rather be alone than be loyal and
I've done
invisible.
That in the past. Yeah, so.
At this point, y'all, at this age, I think if you're over 40, at this age, nothing else matters but your happiness. I'm not sacrificing my happiness for anybody or anything. I'm just at that point now.
I ain't gonna do it. Okay.
Don't sacrifice your happiness, y'all, for any. Just if you don't want to be there, don't be there.
And if you got someone that you love, love, love like us, hold on to them, y'all.
And especially if they love, love.
And if
you.
They love, love, love. Yes. Especially.
How come our conversations always end up being about
a man? Because we in love. We be trying our best to talk about other stuff, y'all.
Girl, but it always. Let's go back to a man.
Because that man just called and interrupted. Yeah, we weren't talking about that.
So
in other news. Yeah. Let's talk about these wigs. Let's talk about this hair. Let's talk about what's going on in the news. Like, they just had a horrible tornado in Alabama.
Yeah, and in Georgia. It kind of hit Georgia. Well, I know they had a hailstorm, real bad hailstorm in Georgia, y'all.
So you're going to be getting those calls, y'all. Hellfire works.
Girl, yes. I'm working right now as an adjuster, y'all. God is awesome and amazing. I'm making great money from home. But...
I want her to come outside.
I need to come outside and get some fresh air. Yeah, I be so locked up in there. Holy water told me last week. She was like, "Sis, you getting depressed? You're not the same." I heard on Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil.
Dr. Oz.
Okay. Yeah, girl. Honey. Y'all, she told me Dr. Oz said, "Tell my sis, that's what's wrong with you. You depressed, you stuck up in that house. What what chemical is releasing in my brain?
That dopamine.
No, not the dopamine.
No, it was oxytocin. Yeah, oxytocin.
Girl, so, she said, Dr. Oz said, people that work
most people
home
that work from home are very depressed and has a high rate of suicide.
And she is right, y'all. I'm not myself. I need some adult time. I need to mingle with some grown folks, y'all.
Get some sunshine.
Especially, y'all know, I've been a hairstylist for over 20 years. I am not used to being locked up in the house. Let me tell you, y'all, I wake up, go to my computer. I look up, it's 5 o'clock, y'all. I'm still in my freaking pajamas.
I call her to make her stop working so she can talk. Mm. I call her for lunch. I call her midday. The girl will work from 6 a.m. to
6 p.m.
Yes. And okay. I have to call her. Sis, what are you doing? Take a break.
I'm on this computer.
You need to go outside. And your boo was telling you that the other day. He said you've changed.
You need to get a break. I want my B-glam back.
Yeah, you need to get from in front of that computer. It's the devil.
I got a breakaway. It's the devil, y'all. And then I'm working for somebody else. But I'm working for somebody else with the same ethnic that I work for myself.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm always, let me get it done.
All you know to do is be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and work hard.
But put that energy. Listen, y'all, when y'all working for other people, just do the bare minimum what they pay y'all to do.
You're right.
Kill yourself in your own business, okay? If that's what you're going to do. Pour yourself and your energy into your own thing. And that's what she's used to doing.
And
she's
taking that same
work ethic to these people.
And
that don't care. You can die over at your desk.
That would fire me like a pistol.
Or that you die in the middle of all that stuff and hire somebody to give them your case.
Yeah. Let me tell you. My job's so stressful, y'all. I make great money. Don't get me wrong. But it's so stressful, too. When you go on site, sis, and I think I told you that. If you go to one of the insurance offices, they have blood pressure machines in the lobby.
Yeah, that tells you something. That's not good. I ain't like that. I didn't like when I saw, I noticed a change in you. But when I saw it that day and it was like, oh my God, that's what's going on with you. Because she in the house, door closed, the window is right there.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the side of my neighbor's house.
Yeah, the neighbor. And so she's got boxes and files and computers. You have two screens. Face in the computer the whole time. Come on now.
And the light from the computer,
it's hurting your
eyes. So y'all, listen. If y'all work from home, get outside.
Go outside.
Go take lunch breaks like I need to do, like I've been trying to do. But anyway, in other news. Okay, y'all. But now the girls. Naughty Girl Fisher's on the way. I'm not going to be working for them long. Pretty Girl Boutique and Salons on the Lake. Honey, we are entrepreneurs.
Yes, get body sculpted too. Come on, y'all. It's time to get your bodies together.
Yeah, summertime is coming in. Spring bling, baby.
Spring bling, okay.
We might need to go to Miami in April or May.
I'm going
to
look because we were talking about
cheap tickets.
That's what I really want to do is travel for my birthday.
We need to go somewhere.
So... But with that being said, y'all, we're going to get off tonight. We just wanted to check in with y'all.
And say hello.
And it's my birthday, y'all.
It's her birthday, y'all. Her birthday is March 7th. That's Thursday.
Yes, my birthday's Thursday. I will be working.
Yeah,
we'll probably go live if we go somewhere.
We're on off days.
Yeah, on the weekend.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, whatever she decided to do, we may get out and do a light, quick look. Lunch, quick brunch, a little something, you know, shake a little leg. Mm-hmm. But right now, she's not really feeling much of anything. But but again, like we said, your book is your birthday.
My book is my birthday.
Your celebration is going to be completing that.
I just got that good news today, so I'm excited, y'all. Stay tuned.
What's the name? Hush. All right.
The book is Hush. The book is Hush, and it will be released hopefully by July. I'll be finished in
coming
May.
Soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Yes, so good night, y'all. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.